The UCB word for today looks at Romans chapter 12 and verse 3. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves. God told Moses, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. But instead of thinking, what an honor, Moses replies, who am I to lead the people? Moses' upbringing as Pharaoh's adopted grandson had prepared him for the job, but now he was in exile after killing an Egyptian. It's easy to criticize Moses' hesitancy, but Mark Roberts observes this. Wise leaders have a certain reluctance that comes from personal humility and taking seriously the responsibility of leadership. After all, God chose Moses, knowing full well he'd be reluctant. God could have gone after someone with more self-confidence, but he didn't. Consider how this scene might have been different if Moses had responded, "No problem, God. I'm your man. I've had years of experience in Pharaoh's household." Would someone with such abundant self-confidence have been right for the job? I doubt it. If our reluctance to lead comes from a realistic sense of our limitations and a genuine recognition of heavy responsibility, it positions us perfectly to have healthy confidence as a leader. Instead of listing Moses' abilities and accomplishments, God simply said, I will be with you. In other words, I know you can't do this alone, but I'll be with you. And that's what matters. In Romans 12, verse 3, Paul writes, think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. It doesn't matter how much you know or how many people follow you. The litmus test of leadership is operating in God's strength, not your own. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20 says this, the kingdom of God is not just talk, it is living by God's power. And that's the word for today on UCB.